We're so grateful, O God. And thank you, Ginoo, for this wonderful Lord morning. Thank you, God, Lord, for enabling and in letting us, Lord God, once again enjoy the beauty, Lord, sa life, the beauty of our existence, O God, Lord. And Father, Lord, this morning we ask, O Lord, for your presence, O Lord, and your spirit, O Lord, to be with us, O Lord, for the rest of our time. And Lord, help us, Lord, we can really set aside things, O Lord, that in any way, O Lord, that might really bother us from entering into your presence, Father. And Lord, our prayer is that for the rest of our time, we might really be focused and attentive and receptive, O Lord, for the things, O Lord, that you want us really to learn for this morning, knowing, Lord, that you have great and mighty plans, Lord, you know, in store for us and even for this morning. And help us, Lord, that, Lord, dili lamang namo ma-miss out whatever lessons, whatever learnings that you want us to learn. And for that reason, we ask, O Lord, that you will prepare our hearts. Help us, O Lord, that we might really be attentive, O Lord. And we just want to entrust, we just want to commit the rest of our time that you alone will be glorified, you alone will be exalted in our midst. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for all this. And in Jesus' name, God, we pray. All will say, amen and amen. Good morning once again. So to become a follower, to become a follower nowadays is really trending, okay? In fact, there are plenty of denominations or false teachers who are really desiring from their followers, sa ilang mga followers, sa ilang members, that ang ilang allegiance, ang ilang pag-follow must really be anchored to sa ilang leaders themselves. And if we try make so on to see that in view of what really the scripture has said, you know what? The gospel makes on always really point us as to whom we really anchor, as to whom we really place or put our really faith. In fact, that's trust makes on, that's faith is no other than putting ourselves into the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? And that is why it is so dangerous nowadays for false denominations, for false teachers. Why? Because they seek allegiance. Okay? Seek sila that their allegiance and their hearts must always be directed to their leaders, not pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. And for that reason, and if that's really the case, and it's so dangerous, mga iksoon, to be in that kind of groups nowadays. And as far as to follow is really concerned, we need to see what really scripture has to say concerning to this. And I'd like you to open your Bibles in Mark 1, okay? Verses 16 to 17. So here we'll be reading only just two verses of scripture. So Mark 1 verses 16 and 17. So I'll be reading this in the New English Translation. Okay? Verse 16 of Mark 1. Verse 16, it says here, as he went along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, these two brothers, Simon's brothers, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And the Lord said to them, follow me, and I will turn to you, and will turn you into fishers of people. And this morning, I entitled this, Saved to be a what? Saved to be a disciple. And you know what, my son? This is really important for us to understand sa importance, the meaning of our relationship. Why God really has saved us. Why? Because for most people, most Christians, they only believe that their relationship with God with the Lord Jesus Christ has something to do for being a believer or for being a Christian only. And for that reason, you know what? People or Christians, so-called Christians nowadays, they just go to church. Okay? They just go, church, go in and go out without any sense of commitment, without any sense of responsibility, without any sense of calling in their very lives. And if that is really the case, I believe, Mason, we really miss out the point or the heart of what really God's intention, why God really has saved us after all. Why? Because God could have saved us on the point of death of ours. Possibly man makasave siya, you know, while kanang kamatyo nun ka, nga diin, you are struggling for life. So, possibly si God can really save you for that reason. But, for us, make sure that God has saved us in the very strength of our lives. And this is very the case that God has a very big purpose and plan why ikaw ako. Nga diin, ginasave ta sa Ginoo, nga diin, we are completely 100% able nga diin nga maka work out, maka do anything for the glory diha sa Ginoo. Why? Because God wanted to use or to utilize these vessels whom God really has saved. Because God wanted, my son, to use these remaining lives of ours for the glory of His kingdom. Because after all, brethren, we need to know that these lives of ours are meant not in this world, right? Because after all, kining kinabuhi nato dinis sa kalibuta, these are not meant for this earth only. However, Megson, these lives of ours are meant to be with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And if our lives in this world are not really, you know what, Megson, wala ta ma-accustom or wala ta ma-use to glorify God, to use these lives of ours para sa Ginoo, you know what, makes on heaven will be a boring place for us. But instead, these lives of ours, the very reason why God has saved us, because kining kinabuhian nato, these are meant for eternity. These are meant to glorify, to worship the Lord Jesus Christ when we, you and I, will be in heaven. Amen? And this is my own something that I always try to strive. And this is really my heart's really desire that, you know, people might really know, you know, the basic, the importance of their salvation. And again, in verse 16, as he went along the Sea of Galilee, he saw these two brothers, Simon and Andrew, the Simon's brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Follow me and I will turn you into fishers of people." And we need to know that this is what? That this is the Genesis. This is the starting point wherein the Lord Jesus Christ started His ministry. Okay? Mark 1, verses 16. Jesus here was really in the business. Is in the business of handpicking, choosing, seeking sa tong mga tao nga makiguban niya. Okay? Sa pagpalambo, sa pagpalapad sa buluhaton, sa gingharian sa Ginoo. And one of these guys were these brothers, Simon and Andrew. While they were on that usual busy day, di ba? They were really casting nets. Why? Because they were really fishermen. And on that day, may so on, Jesus came into the scene. Jesus came to them with a very one statement. With a very, makes it stunning, with a very direct statement, and Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will turn to you into fishers of people." Okay? And in fact, in Mark 2, there makes on, again, we find the calling of Levi, and it's only in Mark 3 that God has chosen already. God has completed already His 12 disciples to be with Him.
And for this morning, tanaw nato maigsoon principles behind sa pagluwas nato meant for us really to be a disciple. As I mentioned earlier, we often, you know what, believe that we are really believers or what, Christians. And that really makes on something really good. But what really oftentimes, you know what, the Lord himself, Jesus himself said to his followers, to those people who are really wanting to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, it was not really, they were not really called Christians. In fact, makes on, it's only in the book of Acts that the church in Antioch was first called as Christians. However, the first and foremost nga diin nga ginatawag ni God nga mga follower niya were called disciples. Amen? So makita, how ironic ba nga diin kinahanglan mag-disciple una ka, you are called to be a disciple, and after which may igsoon, diha ba ka matawag nga unsa? Christians. Why? Because sa Antioch Megson, it was only that time na din ang mga disciples were called Christians. But nowadays Megson, unsa may atong profession? We are someone, we believe, we called to be Christian. And thereafter Megson, mo na nga, we thereafter follow that word, you know what, disciple. But in the context of the New Testament, it's different story. Okay? Disciple first, thereafter, if you are really an authentic disciple, thereafter, you will also be called really a Christian. And here, Jesus said to them, follow me and I will turn to you into fishers of people. And first and foremost, tanaw nato maigsoon into just one verse. In verse 17 only, that what this will be the only text that we will be dealing, brethren, for the rest of our time. We will only be dealing just one single verse of scripture in verse 17, wherein the Lord says, follow me and I will turn you into fishers of people. And the very first thing na diin, atong pag-aisgutan ni ining maong nga verse of scripture is ang maong nature sa calling ni God. Wherein God says, follow me and I will turn you into fishers of people. You know what? By mere reading into the text, Megson, para nato Megson, it somehow, mura siya simple, just a simple statement. Right? Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of people. Yes, it's indeed a simple statement, Megson. But there are, you know what, Megson, there are details, there are principles that we can really get out from this single verse nga diin nga maka supply og information, the very reason why God really has called us to be a disciple. And the heart makes all of God's calling into this text is what? Is to follow no other than to follow me. To follow God. Meaning to say, God, Jesus himself, will be their object. Jesus himself will be their leader, their master. And for them, egsoon, nga mga disciples, they will be God's subjects, they will be God's follower. And in this nature, atong tanaon, tulo ka mga involvement, tulo ka mga butang that we can really find. Sa pulong lamang, follow me. Okay? The first thing that we can really get out from this text, the words, follow me. God says, follow me. Remember when saw those three persons were in that guys when saw wanted really to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and God said, you're not foxes have holes, but the Son of Man have no place to rest his head. Remember that these people wanting really to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Or on the other hand, there is that guy at the same time wherein God asked also to follow him. But for that reason, that guy had many excuses or alibis in following really the Lord. But these two brothers, Simon and Andrew Megson, they were really different. They are really different. Why? Because the moment God said, follow me and I will turn you into fishers of people. Verse 18, we see magsuot their instantaneous response. Okay? Their immediate response from these two brothers. The Bible says they left their nets immediately and followed really the Lord Jesus Himself. And when God said to them, follow me, this is really a personal invitation. Firstly, an invitation makes on to be for eternity. Right? An invitation to be part sa kingdom diya sa Ginoo. And you know, this invitation, really from God, this is really crucial. This is really interesting. Why? Because the Bible says, John 22 verse 14, many who are really invited, but what? Few are really chosen. Amen? Many may son who are really invited sa Ginoo, but pipila lamang di ay ang ni response. Because after all, ang kaluwasan diya sa Ginoo is what? Is by principle of electing. That God has chosen us, predestined us to be His sons and really daughters. And here, these two brothers, they were told by God to follow Him. And if you try mason to study the book of Mark, you will really assume or you believe that this scenario nga diin, niingon si God nga to follow me, siguro makabasa ka, magtuo ka nga diin, this was really the first time nga diin nakigtagbo si God niining mga igsoon. Kung mubasa ka sa Mark, okay? Magtuo ka lang. Grabe ya. But kung imong tanaon, ang parallel passage may igsoon sa John 1, you will really find that there was already a prior meeting. There was already a prior encounter with these two disciples. Remember Megson? Wherein Andrew saw God. And Andrew Megson asked the Lord, kung asa maka nagpuyo. And as a consequence from that encounter ni Andrew, it was Andrew himself who firstly what told Peter, I saw the Messiah. That was in John's account. But in Mark's account, several months thereafter, notice may so on, once again, the Lord came to them. But this time, with a personal invitation. But this time, with a personal challenge, really, to them. And that is what? To follow Him in service. Right? To follow, really, the Lord. And for me, if you try make so on, to look at the context itself, you know what? These two brothers, they were really in the business of fishing, right? Fishing make so on, you know what? In the first century times, it's really a good income, good business profit. So these two guys, actually make so on, they were really responsible. Sa business sa ilang parents make so on, fishing business ilang parents, and in fact, some scholars believe that they have what? That they have men. They have, naa sila yung mga tao whom they have really worked. Naa sila yung mga tao nga din ilang ginaswildoan nga nag-work together nila as a fisherman. But in that one day, Megson, out of the blue, unexpectedly, the Lord intruded into the scene with one big special invitation, may exon. And that is what? To follow me. And surprisingly enough, what we find in the scripture, may exon, that what? Verse 18 says, immediately, without any second thought, without any cloud of doubt, these two disciples immediately what? Left their nets. Left, actually, may exon, literally, left their business there and then. And began really to follow the Lord. And we need to know, this personal invitation from the Lord Jesus Christ to follow Him is preceded. Okay? Nani siya preceded, of course, nga diin, these two disciples, these two brothers had already put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Which means to say that, you know what, before you and I really follow God, the first important thing, Maigsoon, before ikaw ako mga palo sa Ginoo, is to come first into the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot really follow God until imo na siyang nahimong as Lord and Savior sa imo nga kinabuhi. Amen? And this is Maigsoon prerequisite in following the Lord Jesus Christ, that firstly, salvation in Christ must be founded, must firstly be established. Okay? Before you and I really follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what the challenge makes on? Once salvation is founded, you know what? It did not stop there. Okay? Ang salvation nga imong nadawat sa Ginoo, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. To tell you, makes it, it did not stop. It will not remain passive, brethren. Meaning to say, na din, ang imong kinabuhi, it will not remain usa the same. There will be changes that will be going on sa imong kinabuhi. Okay? There will be improvements, spiritual changes and improvements that God will do as a consequence from that acceptance of yours to the Lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where in fact, the moment we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what? The beginning of our new journey to eternity. And that is my son. After that, really, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. But what is my son here? What really happen oftentimes sa mga Kristiyano nowadays? What happened really oftentimes nowadays, Christians, after, you know what, accepting the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives, into their hearts, Christians what? Christians stop. We stop. We are only up to the point of accepting what? Jesus Christ, but never, never, never in the following side. But never, never bother ourselves. Committing ourselves really to follow really God sa ato nga kinabuhi. Why? Because we are only contented, my dear brothers and sisters, going church after Sunday after Sunday. Why? Because to follow God is not only that kind of thing. It's more than that. It requires our commitment. It requires our time. It requires really our very lives. Amen? Diba? For instance, Maigsoon, kung estudyante ka, and if you're really wanting to know your teacher ba, you know what, going to school, dili na siya unsa man, it does not give you enough time to know that teacher better person. Right? It needs ample time. It needs quality time to know that teacher well sa iyang kinabuhi. Amen? And the same thing also, sa atong relationship diya sa Ginoo, we should have ample time, enough time to invest para sa buluhaton sa Ginoo, for spiritual things sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw, that we will not really stop. However, make sure that you and I will just continue on, especially make sure on the following side. Why? Because we are now on the following side. Yeah. Amen? Because we have already accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, we are now in that side to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, I accept you. And now, Lord, what's your agenda for me? And now, Lord, what's your life? What's your really plan for me? Just lay out your blueprints. Lay out your plans. Lay out, God, your life plan for me. And I will follow you wherever you will lead me, Lord God, in my life. That is why what is really important, my dear brothers and sisters, is the following heart really for the Lord. Amen? You know, in this just one verse of scripture, Megson, it is so heavy. It is packed with discipleship thing, discipleship heart. Diha sa Ginoo. And the word Megson here, follow me again, meaning to say, come behind me as a disciple. Actually, Megson, the word follow me, literally, Megson, it means come, sunod, nako, paluyo, to be my disciple. Okay? Or, unsa man ang disciple? Come behind me as a disciple. And a disciple, my dear brothers and sisters, means a learner or a student. Okay? Meaning to say, when you and I come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, there begins the journey of being a student. Okay? Student of God's Word. There begins a journey of being a learner. Pagkat-on sa mga butang nga iya sa Ginoo, pagkat-on sa mga butang kung unsay kasing-kasing sa Ginoo. And that is the heart of being a disciple. And that's makes on the task. That's really the meaning when God's come and follow me. God actually said, come behind me as my learner and as my student. Do everything what I did. Follow everything what I did. Emulate my characters. Live my life. That is a disciple, my dear brothers and sisters. To be a student, right? To be a student of God's Word. But actually, Megson, it is very interesting. There is something really interesting. The way Jesus did His ministry, especially in the area of selecting His disciples. And we are told in the scriptures that God, Megson, that Jesus Himself had been called as a local rabbi. Amen? Local rabbi, Megson. Ganun manahimo siyang local rabbi. Pero kung imong tanahon, actually, Megson, Jesus had no educational background whatsoever to be a local rabbi. To be a local rabbi, Megson, it's so difficult really to achieve. That means, Megson, you have really the brain to become a rabbi. But Jesus' example, Jesus' preaching, Jesus' miracles thing, somehow mo na nakapag-gain niya og popularity, gain niya og widespread knowledge sa mga tao that people called Jesus Himself as a rabbi. Okay? But the way Jesus, you know what, choose His disciple was really out of the blue, out of the system during that day. Okay? And you know what, Megson? This is really the synagogue. Synagogue, Megson, a place of worship sa mga Jews, right? This a place, Megson, this is, you know what, muna ang ilang heart sa mga Jews. The distinguishing mark sa mga Jew, apart from the temple, is the local synagogue. Not only is synagogue is a place of worship, but at the same time, a synagogue, Megson, it's a place of education. That students, Megson, during their times, were being sent into the synagogue to get schooled. Unlike sa ato, dire na man tayo, di ba? Basak Elementary School, Consolacion Elementary School, or mga private schools. But in the Jewish time, Megson, Jesus' time, they were being sent to synagogue, Megson, for purposes of education. Right? Wala man sila yung Pilipinos in education. Wala, I believe, wala sila gusto sila yung science. But more, you know what, their education is more confined into the Old Testament scripture. Okay? So, ang education sa mga Jews is more taught and confined into the New Old Testament scriptures. So, ang katong mga nursery, Megson, nursery from 5 to 7 years old. So, they were being sent there to be taught in the 5 books in the Bible, the Torah. Right? And then 8 makes on down to 12. Or 5, oh, I mean, 5 to 10, they were being taught in the synagogue about Torah. And 11 to 12 years old, after niyana makes on, they were being taught about how to really interpret scripture. Okay? And you not make so on, it's really tough to deal with this. And those make so on nga mga hinahina og pangisip after niini nga level, since kung dili nila madala, muna make so on, they left school and they begin to what? Help out their parents' businesses. However, those we can say make so on, those mga top, mga best of the best in the class, okay? Mga grade A students, okay, mga best ba? Nga mga bata maigsoon, they were being elevated into that higher, unsa man, higher schooling. And for that reason, they were being taught the entirety of the Old Testament. Okay? And after niana maigsoon, meaning to say, ako na i-share ninyo, why? Because God maigsoon made an out of style way of handpicking His disciples. This is makes on how really, you know what, a disciple choose a rabbi. Okay? And then ang katong, butang na to, college, tertiary level, moto silang mga bata maingsoon nga mupadayon. So ang ilang purpose maingsoon is how to become a future rabbi. Okay? How to become a future rabbi, and for that reason, they will look for a local rabbi in the community. So, mangutana sila sa rabbi, can I be your disciple? Okay? Sila mismo. Ang disciple mismo mo ask sa rabbi, pwede ba ko mahimong disciple ni mo? But there is making so on the difference between the Lord Jesus Himself. It was not the disciples, right? Asking for them to be a disciple. However, it was from the Lord Himself. Come and follow me. I want you to be a disciple. But in their days, it was the disciple themselves who just approached and told the rabbi, please, I want to be your disciple. But may so on. And then, for a rabbi may so on. May ganun rabbi, yung sumayaanin mo, how can you be my disciple? What's in you? What's the thing that can make me impressed from you? Unsa may makapa-impress nimo? I mean, makapa-impress na ako. So right there and then, may so on, they were being, unsa man, ask top questions. Unsa may mga questions? They were being told the entire book of the Old Testament. The rabbi will tell you, will ask you, can you recite for me the book of Isaiah? Can you recite for me the book of Psalm 119? Or wala pa may 119? The book of Psalm, right there and then, maigsoon, imo na unsa man, memorize by heart. Amen? Because you are wanting to impress the rabbi. Otherwise, maigsoon, if the rabbi will not be impressed, you will not be allowed to be his disciples. But for the disciples, sa mga candidate, maigsoon, they are wanting to impress the rabbi. And if they will impress the rabbi will tell you, the rabbi will tell the disciple, come and follow me. Okay? So diha pa, muingon ang mga rabbi, come and follow me. But notice make so, the way how the Lord Jesus Christ handpicked, choose His disciples. It was the Lord Himself nga diin nagapili niining mga disciples nila. Meaning to say, katong iya mga disciples, they were dropouts. They were mga bulakbulto. Wala to'y, usaman, wala to'y edge sa ilang brain. So mga, usaman to, mga 75, to, mga to'y mga estudyante, mga 75 ragi pa ngayon sa gobyerno. Mga 75 to, nga grado. But there and then, maigsoon, it was God Himself who had really chosen them, prepared them for big things ahead sa ila nga kinabuhi. Amen? And that is why makes so on, to be a rabbi, a disciple of the rabbi, there's a saying, that you may be covered in the dust of your rabbi. Ano man? Because they will be walking in the desert. Rabbi will be leading you, leading everything, makes so on. And you as a disciple, you will be emulating, imitating his life, imitating his brain, everything, his character, that you will be like him, so-called literally. And as you walk in the desert, as you walk, makes so on, from community to community, Mona, you will be stepping into the dust, okay? Behind sa imong rabbi. Sumapiskan ka sa abog sa iyang tiil. And that is why my son, there's a saying, may you be covered by the dust of your rabbi. And becoming a disciple of Jesus does not really require any intellectual capacity, brethren. Does not have to be, and then you are so good in the class. What really God requires from him, from Peter, Andrew, John, Matthew, Megson, Judas, Bartholomew, everything for them, Megson, what really asked from them was really their hearts. Okay? Obedience. Diha sa Ginoo. And the same thing, Megson, sa ato. You know what? Knowledge, Megson, regardless how many verses of scripture you memorize for your life. However, if it is not put into application, everything is vain and so on. What really matters for us is really a heart really to obey. It's really a heart of obedience. A heart of being submissive. A heart of really to follow really God sa ato nga kinabuhin. And that is why we need to know that we are personally and individually invited. That salvation that we got from God, may so, nga itong na-receive ni God, it entails, it carries with it a commitment, a challenge to follow Him. And why is it? Many Christians, may so, do not really bother themselves to follow God. Christians merely contented only to be, you know what? To be only saved. I remember, may so on, one Christian said, bahala nag, brad, ang importante na ako nga diin malangit na jugo. Bahala nag, magjanitor lang ko sa langit. Basta ang importante, malangit ko. Amen? Mao ba? But you know what, may so on, it's really a sad thing. Why? Because at the first place, may so on, God did not really save us to be a janitor there someday. God saved us to be more than that. To be a worshipful people, to be obedient people, to be a praiseful people for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this personal invitation extended to God, to each one of us, entails a commitment to be a true disciples, true followers, true Christians, true believers of the Lord, not merely Christians or believers. In fact, my son, you know what? How many times does the word disciple, does the word believer, or does the word Christian use in the Bible? Disciples, the word disciple, you know what? Of course, how many times? 269 times in the Bible. Christian, the word Christian occurs only how many times? 3 times, especially makes so in the book of Acts. 3 times only in the Bible. Believers, which we oftentimes use today, right? Notice makes so how many times used in the Bible? 2 times only. What God really emphasized time and time and time again, that you and I might not only be a Christian, might not only be a believer, but you and I will be what? Disciples. 269 times in the Bible, that we will be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, brethren. Right? But sadly, churches are packed with so-called Christians and believers but never bother themselves to become true disciple. Disciple is really two things. Unsa man ang disciple? Disciple, first and foremost, he must be a student of what? A student of the Word. And not only that, at the same time, a disciple is a learner from the Word, and that would bring changes. A learner for a changed life sa kinabuhi. And you know, to follow the Lord, it's really something makes on, really to ponder really upon this invitation that God has extended to each one of us. And to follow the Lord as we proceed not only serves as a personal invitation, but at the same time, this is what? This is a test of faith. Or I call this my son, it's an act of faith. Ang kanang pag-follow sa Ginoo. This is, after all, my son, all, it's all about really faith. Ang pag-follow diha sa Ginoo. Why is it faith? Why? Because, you know what? Remember, my son, during the time wherein the Lord called them, called his Peter and Andrew. Remember, my son, it was during the time that si God nag-start siyang ministry. And these disciples, my son, wala pa kayo nila mailhan kung si kinsag yun ni si Ginoong Jesus. And not only that, they have never seen fully his authority, his power, or any miracles whatsoever that Jesus did before them. And when God called them to follow me, God makes you never promise something lucrative, something nice. God never said, follow me and I will what? Make you secured sa imong life. Follow me and I will, usaman, I will, ako lay bahala tanan nimo. Amen? Diba? Lahi makes you sa insurance, diba? Once buhatag kag insurance, diba? Usaman, your life is what? Secured. Diba? Naay usaman, memorial insurance. Naay what? Plan insurance, diba? Life insurance, diba? Or sa mga artista, mingsun na sila yung mga body parts insurance. For example, ni Jennifer Lopez, nga din yung lubot, yung ipa-insured. Kaya yung kaso, mabunggo-bunggo, mingsun, maunsab, at least insured. Pila ka million. Insurance serve as what? Security, right? That whatever things might really happen to me. For instance, may igsoon, kung mamatay, manasay, akong asawa, may igsoon nga, kanang magkuha ta o guan, sa panik, kanang Manila Memorial Plan. Yung ko, oh, may problema. In fact, namagay pastor gani sa Living Word, nga diin, di ba? Siya may ano agent sa Memorial Plan. Ang iyang mga pastor, iyang mga kliyente. Iyang, siya praktikal lang ta, pastor. Ano mga matay magyuta, at least ang iyong, by faith, biya sa ta. Di ba? At least, ang inyong mga membro, ang inyong mga pamilya, at least, kung mamatay ta, at least, walay problema. And then, one time, sabi ko, okay lang, ako gawin dyan ba? Ay, kung mamatay mga niko, kuhaan lang ko sa pagod, higti lang ko dyan, and then, anon lang ko sa pagod. It's something really a joke. But you know, may so, insurance nowadays provides really security, right? Provides anything makes on that makes you really secure. Na ayo sa man accident insurance, diba? Mabito na ang imong sakyanan. Whenever you will be registering it, ang imong insurance imo nang ipa-register na agunay insurance. Dili na ma-register ang imong motor o imong auto walay insurance. Whether third party liability ngadto ang imong insurance katong madumbulan or na ayo sa naay kanang undamage nga insurance. That's really part, really, nowadays. But notice, makes sense when God really called them. God never said, I will insure everything sa inyong kinabuhi. However, these disciples, makes sense, acted only in faith. diha sa Ginoo. Why? Because God never told any promises, any conditions that would somehow benefit their, His disciples in return. Jesus never said that if you follow me, I will make your future secure. God never said that. Jesus never said that if you follow me, I will provide all your needs and wants. God never said that. Jesus never said that. Jesus never said that if you follow me, I will make your life abundantly rich. God never said that. Or Jesus never said that if you follow me, I will make you physically able or healthy as possible. None of these things that God really had made a promise. When God said, follow me, they stepped in faith. They stepped my son. They acted only in faith diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And the same thing may son sa atong kinabuhi. You know what? The book of Hebrews says, faith is something that dili nimo makita. But you are really believing it sa imo nga kinabuhi. And while it is true that the act of following Jesus entails an act of faith, but faith must be acted upon before it develops into a belief. Because only when they will really be following God, that they will what? That they will really personally know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only diha maigsuon nga magsugod sila, nga makailana sila sa Ginoo, nga diha maigsuon, ma-establish na ang ilang assurance, ang ilang security diha sa Ginoo. Remember maigsuon? During the time when the Lord preaches, come and follow me, and then about cross something, and then His followers left really God. Nibiya sa Ginoo about mentioning the cross. Tough questions God said sa mga followers. Nibiya sila ni God, and God told His disciples, so kamo, mubiya basad mo nako. God challenged him. Peter said, Lord, we have left everything just to follow you. Amen? And that is why, you know what, may so on, during the time, you know what, when Christ really died, when Christ really resurrected, everything was so clear really to them. Makita nimo that not one of the disciples na din after God really had resurrected had given up his faith. Walay usaka disciples after the resurrection, may so on, nga naga ni backslide sa ilang pagtuo diha ni Kristo. Why is that? Of course, may so on, Judas died already. But after Jesus died, after Jesus resurrected, though in John 21, may so on, Peter said, I will go back to fishing. But when there, again, may so on, they were met by God in the seashore. God was cooking for them. And when they saw that, God was alive. It was there, may so on, and then up to the point, to the book of Revelation, that not one of the disciples had given up their faith. Why? Because they have seen the reality of God. They have seen the beauty, the goodness of God in their lives sa ilang kinabuhi. That is why Mingson, Matthew 6, verse 33, is so clear to us. Diba? Seek God first, His what? His kingdom and His righteousness. Amen? His God first, His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. And if God is prioritized, my soul, into our lives, you know what? God's business is to take care of our lives. God's business, my soul, is to make us secured in His hands. Does not mean to say, my soul, wala na siya magpasabot. Of course, ang kinabuhi, wala'y trials. Amen? Life will be life of trials for Christians. But whenever there is really God in us, my soul, life will always be at peace. Life will always be joyful in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen? And here, makita nato, may soon, at the start sa ilang ministry, though the Lord met them in the book of John firstly, but in the book of Mark, as I said, Jesus once again came to them with an invitation. Right? And it was the Lord Himself. We need to note that it was the Lord who Himself who what? Who looked really for them. Who really searched really for them. Sa ilang mga individual nga pagkinabuhi. And that is why you know what makes it. Salvation can never be attributed sa atong kaugalingon. Never, never, never tell to someone or tell to God nga, ah, niduol makos Ginoo kay kapoy na kayo ang kinabuhi. No. We need to know, my soul, it's always God Himself who really did do something, initiate something sa ato nga kinabuhi. Why? Because ang atong life, my dear brothers and sisters, my soul, we are led for astray. We live, my soul, sa atong kinabuhi, not really longing, not really desiring, really for God. But the good thing for God, sa atong nga kinabuhi, despite the fact nga di in time and time again, my son, we wander off. Time and time again, my son, we stumble. Time and time again, we backslid. But the good thing always really for God, God always search, God always seek you sa imo nga kinabuhi. Amen? That's makes on the beauty. That's really the good thing sa Ginoo. God always in the business of looking and searching for His people. And for that reason, mga igsoon, the third principle as far as nature is concerned, it's really a humbling privilege. Right? To be really in the Lord. That is why, my son, you know what? I always thank the Lord. Sa ako nga kinabuhi, one major thing, my son. Okay? Usa ka butang only that I'm always grateful and thankful sa Ginoo that I was saved diha sa Ginoo. Ganyan nga, Lord, kung saan ako, kung may tagwa ko ma-save, atong kinabuhi, my son, natagaw. Watag ipangita sa Ginoo, wa ka makaplagi sa Ginoo. And you are one of those may soon, there's imong silingan, nga diin, who's in the business of sugal, who's in the business of inom, who's in the business of chicks diri, chicks dito, who's in the business of, masaman, living into this world may soon without any purpose, without any hope, living into this world. But you know what may soon? 1997, I came really to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It was on February that I firstly attended a Bible study. Okay? And then from that time, my son, wala pa, actually, my son, di pa prepare akong kasing-kasing. Ato ba? Di pa prepare akong kasing-kasing. It was only, it ran mga 2 months after, mga by first week of April, that I really accepted the Lord Jesus Christ sa ako nga kinabuhi. That was 1997. Okay? But from that time on, my son, life I had, I was really struggling. I was really struggling with alcohol. Okay? I was struggling with drug addiction during that time. And I prayed to the Lord, Lord, You have saved me, but this is not really the life that You really wanted for me really to be. And it was mang so on, I think, mga in 2000, early 2000. Early 2000, 19 years ago, that I can really tell before God and before you that I was really, I am completely and genuinely saved by the Lord. God has removed all my struggles, all my weaknesses, all my vices in life. Pero wala na magpasabot mang so on that I'm really perfect. No. I still fail, my son. As a husband, I still fail. As a father, sa akong life. But what I tried, my son, to tell you is all the vices I had before that hooked me for so many years, God had completely removed that from me. And from that time on, God saved me. But you know what, my son? I really praise the Lord Jesus Christ to know really the Lord and to always serve God. I was serving God in youth, may son, in Consolacion, early 2000. And up until today, I was still serving God. And I was always thanking God because for this wonderful privilege, not only to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior sa akong kinabuhi, but at the same time, to be a laborer, to be a worker for His glory. Amen? And to know God, this is really a privilege, my dear brothers and sisters. Amen? My dear brothers, this is really a privilege nga ikaw ako nakaila ka diya sa Ginoo. And never make so unbelieve in that section in the newspaper, in the tabloid, in that obituary section. Remember, make so the obituary section? Juan de la Cruz died March 22, 2019. Remember, make so on that consolation. Kaya ang palipay ba? Nato, maminaw ta. Who is now in the presence of God. That's a mistake. That's not really true. A person can only be in the presence of God when he or she has the Lord Jesus Christ as her and his Lord and Savior sa iya nga kinabuhi. Why? Because that's a privilege given to each one of us. Many, di ba? Many who are called, but few are only chosen. And we are the few chosen people makes on whom God really had saved sa ato nga kinabuhi. And since God had saved sa atong kinabuhi, why not makes on use this remaining lives of ours? Kining kinabuhi nato makes on nga pila raman ng kalibutan na. Siguro 50 years, I'm 40 makes on years old today. Siguro, plus 20, 60 years, kung buyon pa ko sa Ginoo. That 20 years makes on, it is not worth comparison than enjoying God for the rest of eternity diha sa Ginoo. That 20 years of mine, I still pray, I still ask grace to serve the Lord together with my family, together with my kids, to serve the Lord. Why? This is a privilege for God that I am really saved. And this privilege that God has given me, I will once again make so give it to the Lord. Once again, niya, to work for God, to serve God, so long as I really live sa ako nga kinabuhi. A humbling privilege. Why? Because we do not really search for the Lord Jesus Christ, but Christ searches for them. Jesus searches for really us. Amen? Si Ginoong Jesus may soon, siya nagpili. And then ikaw ako may soon, nga makaila ka diha sa Ginoo. Muna may soon, you know what? Kini atong kinabuhi, it's so important, it's so crucial diha sa Ginoo. And that is why I challenge you to live, to use this remaining life sa imong life para sa kinabuhi, I mean para sa kaymayaan, sa Ginoo, knowing that God really has saved us sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? This really a privilege in entering into the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as His follower. So to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, my son, we need to come behind. Okay? To let God to be our model. To let God, Jesus Christ, to be our object. And we, as followers, we as disciples, we follow God's footsteps. We follow God's model. Our object is no other than to be in the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ sa ato nga kinabuhi. And that is why Peter learned how really to grow. Peter learned in his 3-year companionship with the Lord, wherein Peter said, 2 Peter 3:18, grow in the grace and knowledge in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grow means to continually increasing in knowledge, in grace, in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior who has died for you, who has saved you, who has given us eternal life into this world. You know what makes so? By the time you go out, from this place. And if you bump, if you are being bumped, megson, maligsan ka, or whatsoever, atakihon ta, megson, nagawas nato dini, we are really assured that we are really in good hands. Not in Metro Bank, but we are really in good hands. Diha, sa kamot, sa Ginoo. That's megson. This is really a privilege which entails growth and what? Grace in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior sa anto nga kinabuhi. Again, my dear brothers and sisters, we are saved not only to become a Christian. We are saved not only to become a mere believer in Christ, but we are saved more than that. We are saved to be really a disciple, to be a student of God, to be a follower for a change, that lives of ours will be really changed, that people, you know what, surround you, whether in office, whether in school, whether in your neighbors, will be impacted by the lives you will show to them. Why? Because we are disciples for change. Amen? Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so thankful, God. Thank you, Lord, O God, once again for your word. Father, Lord, Lord, among gitanaw na mo ang kagalingon. And Lord, we only, O God, we are only frustrated. Lord, we are so sorry, O Lord God, for not really being a disciple ni mo. Lord, we are only contented to be Christians and believers, but not really disciples, Lord. But Lord, we do pray that we might really live, but by your grace, live as a disciple, as a student of your word, live as a follower, O God, for a change. A follower, O Lord God, that would bring changes, Lord. The changes, O God, will really, O God, be seen in our lives first and foremost. And these changes, O God, Lord, will just influence, God, our friends, our loved ones, our families, O God, our office mates, wherever we are, O God, that, Lord, the changes that you will really bring sa among life will just impact, O God, and influence others, Father, O Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you have saved us. You have personally invited us. And thank you, and even for the faith, O Father, and more. So, Father, we are so thankful, O God, even for this privilege, O God, of knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Out of millions and billions of people in this world, thank you, Lord, that we are one of those whom you have really saved, God. We are one of those whom you have really chosen, God. And as such, Lord God, this is, Lord, a wonderful, good privilege, O God, to be in your presence someday in heaven, O God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for this wonderful morning. And Lord, thank you and even for the tithes and offering. And as we part ways, O Lord God, pag-ampong, adin, ikaw, Lord, mag-auban na mo, pagod, Lord, yung pulong din na magkatumulabay ng akawang. But, oh Lord, it will just remain, O God, in our hearts, Father. We just want to entrust everything to you. Thank you, Lord, for everything in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord, amen.